One of my favorite annual traditions is driving to the Lee Yawkey Woodson Art Museum in Wausau, Wisconsin for a day every fall to see their wonderful Birds in Art exhibit. I have every one of the Birds in Art catalogs, beginning with the 1989 issue. The catalogs are so much better when I've seen the actual works, but the reproductions are excellent, and I enjoy pulling them out now and then, even the ones from years I missed. Last year, there were on display works from two different artists who had made the cut at every single one of these competitive juried exhibits. Iowa artist Maynard Reese exhibited a gorgeous painting of a pair of red-breasted mergansers titled Into the Sunset. It was lovely and more impressive when I realized it had been painted that year. A rule of the competition for this exhibit is that the artwork submitted must have been produced that year. Reese wrote in the artist's comments, "At 99 years old, I believe painting has kept me alive as I, too, head into the sunset." When I opened this year's catalog, I immediately rushed to the R's, but for the first time, there was no Maynard Reese painting. Museum director Kathy Kelsey Foley's introduction to the catalog explained why. She wrote, "Maynard Reese reached his 100th birthday in late April. He died of natural causes in July." Guy Koelich was the other artist whose work has been exhibited in every Birds in Art exhibition. He's been one of my favorite artists since I fell in love with his adorable 1970 painting of chickadee fledglings. His work is usually among my favorites in the exhibit. This year, he painted an osprey flying past Yellowstone's lower falls, capturing both the magnificent power of the falls and how the spray gives birds flying nearby an almost impressionistic, ethereal quality. One of my favorite pieces this year is by an actual friend of mine, Ken Kaufman, who painted a snowy egret skipping along the water's surface. Ken wrote in the artist's comments that he'd based the painting on an experience he'd had watching an egret foraging on the California coast, quote, "almost running across the surface, giving the momentary illusion that it could walk on water. Every time it ran, it left behind a line of circular ripples like skipping a flat stone," end quote. Snowy egrets are the subject of a lot of art, showing off an artist's mastery of shading to make pure white birds appear alive and three-dimensional. But this one also captured their movement in a unique way. This year, the Woodson Art Museum named Timothy David Mayhew of New Mexico their Master Wildlife Artist of the Year. His work has been among the selections almost every year since 2010, and I've come to recognize his soft, shadowy, almost impressionistic style. When I see little blue herons actively hunting in Florida, usually the sun is high and they seem very sharply defined and active. The piece he contributed this year, reproduced on the cover of the catalog, captured his subject's focus and concentration, which will give me something to focus and concentrate on next time I see this splendid bird. There is usually at least one blue jay depicted in the exhibit, and this being National Blue Jay Awareness Month, I was prepared to write in detail about it. But tragically, not one work selected for this year's Birds in Art exhibit had a blue jay. I guess I'll just have to look for nature's perfect bird in my own backyard this year. The museum is following strict guidelines for protecting their visitors. The Birds in Art exhibition will remain on display through November 29th and is definitely worth visiting. If you cannot go in person, the catalog, available through the museum website, is truly the next best thing. Stay safe and well, dear listener. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.